News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good evening. We are expecting fog through the overnight tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 12. It is 8:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
Now, a road watch traffic alert from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
State Patrol is reporting snow-covered and slippery roads across all of central Wisconsin. We are not seeing any major accidents across the area, but if we do, we'll let you know here on air or on our texting service. Just text the word traffic to 39327. All that snow we've been getting means a number of communities will be working overnight to clear off the roads, and that means there are snow emergencies in place. We are seeing those emergencies in Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Stevens Point, and the village of Weston in the city of Schofield. If you are in one of these communities under a snow emergency, make sure to keep your car off the road, or else it may be towed at your expense to make way for snow removal. Some state Republicans remain hesitant to support Governor Walker's proposed tax cuts, largely because it could increase the state's structural deficit to more than $800 million. The governor argues continued revenue growth should wipe that out, however.
We're doing base future budgets on conservative estimates, hope for much more, plan conservatively, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're in every measure, we're fully prepared to cover future commitments and finish off with another big surplus.
Walker continues to push for lawmakers to approve a $500 million property and income tax cut before the legislative session ends this spring. Meanwhile, the state assembly is expected to vote tomorrow on a bill to make sure domestic and child abuse suspects turn in their guns when they're ordered to do so. Federal law currently requires people give up their weapons when they're given a restraining order. However, a study shows that 70% of Wisconsin counties did not have a system in place to make sure they were being turned in. Under the new bill, those required to turn in weapons must fill out questionnaires about guns, and they'll be charged with perjury if they lie. In sports, it's good news for the Badgers men's basketball team. A four-game winning streak has them moving back up in the polls. The Badgers are now number 16 in the AP poll and number 18 in the USA Today poll. Wisconsin is currently 8-5 in the Big Ten and 21-5 overall. Their next game is on Saturday at Iowa. The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting patchy fog through the overnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low around 12. Partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 35. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 16. Sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 36. We'll see a chance of snow and freezing rain Wednesday night into Thursday with a high near 35. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.